morning, 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Thank you very much for waking up with us each and every morning here, dabbling on my little radio hut. It's Tuesday, and we got to talk real estate with Steve Dietrich from Action Realty. Good morning,
young man. Morning, Bill.
You're very happy. Numbers looking good.
Yeah, the rates have gone down a little bit. I saw 6% for 30-year fixed rate out there, you know, so finally going a little bit in the right direction, but I don't know if I say thank you to tariffs or not.
Well, that's why you came in smiling. You had good numbers to tell us about.
Yeah, it was good.
I'm liking that. Okay, I thought of a question this morning, too. I'm selling my home, right? So the first thing I do is find, you know, a quality realtor at Action Realty, of course. What is the second thing I need to do if I'm looking to sell it? I'm looking at my house. What typically is a realtor, if you walk in, you say, okay, this is the first thing you need to do?
Well, you know, first impressions are everything. So you kind of look at what you see when you step in the front door, what's visible and, you know, pros and cons. And, you know, I tell every seller to try to remove the emotion for you as a seller and look at it if you were the buyer. If you walked in that front door, what do you see? And, you know, those are the things that you probably want to get after first, whether it's painting, maybe flooring to a degree. We have to talk about that because obviously that's an expense item. And
sure.
And, you know, the old days we used to just put an allowance in the deal and then get it done, you know, right at closing or hold the money. Well, the banks don't work that way anymore. They want those kinds of things done prior to closing. Well, if you're going to put new flooring in your house per deal and then you go to closing and somebody backs out, who's paying for that flooring now?
Good point.
You know, you're stuck with a bill. So, so there are things that you need to analyze and look at from an investment perspective versus just having it look presentable, if you will.
So it's more than cosmetic. I mean, there are things below that, right?
Yeah, there are. You know, and of course, for me, I always like to get down the basement and look at the structure as best you can. You know, so many basements nowadays are completely finished off. So sometimes it's refreshing to see a house without a finished basement because you can see the walls and you know what you're getting.
That's true.
Yeah, but yet, you know, finishing a basement so expensive, it's nice to find them when they're done, but you just don't know what's behind the walls.
What about all these houses going up without basements? I mean, that's just that was unheard of back in my day, but they are being built that way now.
Exactly. And you're right. It was unheard of, you know, back then. You know, it was, I guess I would say, you know, it is always cheaper to go up than to go out.
Right.
And so obviously basement living and straight up through the main floor of the house was always the cheapest way to go. So it was an extra floor of living. And concrete was cheaper than the wood back 25 years ago.
That's true.
It's not anymore. And and people, as we get older, you know, a lot of these people are buyers yet. You know, my age, for instance, if I buy another house, it would be a house without a basement all on one floor. I don't want steps. I don't want water anymore. And I think people have just seen so many basements with water or cracks or whatever that, you know, it's just easier to not have one.
And they don't want to deal with it. And again, if you're looking to buy a home, I know your number one piece of advice, get pre-approved.
It is.
That's huge with you. I know that's the number one thing that you would say if you're looking to buy.
Yep, is just to go in and see your friendly banker, whoever that is, you know, a loan officer. And, you know, there's locally, there's, I think of three banks in town that do have what I'd call full-time loan officers yet, that you don't have to travel out of town to get at one. So you just have to figure out who they are and make an appointment and go see them.
All right.
So that's the best advice I can give.
Well, and you said business starting to pick up here. You're starting to get a little busier, too.
Yeah, we are. I'm sensing a few more buyers starting to show up on the scene again and to look at properties. But we're still in need of listings. You know, it's still the name of the game is to find the houses that want to get sold and get them out there because it is a good time right now.
Well, I got to ask, too, because it's the hot buzz, it's the hot topic. These tariffs, are they going to affect the housing market at all?
Well, you know, existing housing, maybe not so much, but if you're looking at new construction, you know, we keep hearing about tariffs on lumber coming from Canada, you know, plastics and all that stuff. Well, all that you get to use in new housing. So
that's true.
I'm not sure what that effect is going to be on new construction, the contractors and things like that, and hopefully we'll figure out a way to get through that. But, you know, a used house yet probably gets by without big-time tariff effect.
All right. If you're thinking of buying or selling, Action Realty, the place to be, stop into your office here on Dakota Avenue. Right?
That's correct.
Or give you a call. That's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
And folks, you missed any of our conversation, it's available in podcast form on our website, too. That'll be up early this afternoon, KBMWnews.com. Steve, always great to have you in.
Thank you.
You bet. Steve Dedrick in Action Realty, talking real estate like we do every Tuesday. Here are the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Somebody waits at home for you, and I know how hard this is for you to do. So if you really believe this love is so wrong, we don't have to carry on, but still.